We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Samachay. Begin 10 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this parak regarding the activities of the carbon Minchas Olamer. So that the Mishnah says, okay, so Ketzed Hei Na'isim. So how exactly would they do this Avoida of the Ketzira and the Akhtara of the Minchas Olamer? So says the Mishnah, Shluchi Bezdin Yoitzim Erev Yomtev. What they would do is that the agents of the court would go out from before Yomtev, V'Eisen Eisen Kariches. And as we said in the previous Mishnah, they would locate where is their fresh barley, and they would go ahead and tie them together, the tips of the stalks, the amount of a fistful, the mechubal karka, while it's still attached to the ground, so that it could be easier to be reaped, which is that then the kohen could just come along and take one slice with a sickle, and he could get the bundle of grain that he needs for the barley offering of the Eimer. Now, kala yaris hasmuches l'sham miskansen l'sham. So then on the Matzah Yom Tov of the first day, when it's going into the 16th of Nisan, all the cities that are around that area would gather to that place to have a great amount of people. So that the reaping of that grain should be with a great amount of activity, so that the Baisusim should be able to understand that it's Matzah Yom Tov of the first day of Yom Tov that we reap it, because the Baisusim don't agree, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. So we want to make a whole announcement to say it's after the first day, there's only one day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and after that, on the beginning of the 16th of Nisan, is when we do the Ketzirat Olamer. Now, Kivin Shech Shecha, once it got dark, so it's already the next night, it's already the 16th of Nisan, Oim Lehen, so the one who's doing the reaping would tell to all the city people that are standing around him, Baha Shemesh, did the sun set? So Oim, they would tell him, Hin, yes. Again, they would ask, Baha Shemesh, did the sun set? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. He would say, Magal Zu? In other words, with this sickle, should I go ahead and reap the grain? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. Magal Zu, this sickle? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. So he would say, Kupazu, with this basket, should I put in the grain? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. Kupazu, this basket? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. And B'Shabbos, it was on Shabbos. Oim Hin, Shabbazu, he would say, should I reap it on Shabbos? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. Shabbos with this, Shabbos? Oim Hin, they would say, yes. He would say, Exer, should I reap it now? Vehimim lekatzayin, they would say, yeah, reap it. Exer shereep. Vehimim lekatzayin, they would say, reap. Shalish pam, three times he would ask them, al kol dava v'dava in every single thing he was doing. Vehinayim lekatzayin, hen, and they would say, yes, yes, yes. So that says the Mishnah, kol kach, so much he would ask them, lama, what was the need for that? Says the Mishnah, m'neha baisusim, because this group, this sect of the Jewish people, the baisusim, who were deniers in the oral law, they only thought they could translate the Torah literally, which is impossible if one looks at the Torah Shabbat, but that's what they did. Shalim, they would say, ain't ketziras ha'ema b'matzah Yom Tov, the reaping of the new barley offering is not on after the first day of Yom Tov, rather, Matzah Shabbos, like the Gemara is going to explain. It says, mimacharas ha'Shabbos, which means after Shabbos, not after Yom Tov. So therefore, when they were reaping, they would make a loud noise so that, yes, should I do it? And they would make a whole announcement so that the Beis Susim should hear to remove from their understanding and their intentions, which they would say it wasn't time, it was only after Shabbos. So the Gemara elaborates and brings a Braisa. Tanabon, learn the Braisa, Megillas Tainus, which says, Ilin Yumaya Deloilis Anovahein, these are days when it's forbidden to fast on, but in those days it would be permitted to eulogize. Maktsasin, there are some days that are even more stringent than even Deloy Lemisbeboin. One's not allowed to even eulogize, let alone fast. Now, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, part of these days, there are certain days that were designated as times that are forbidden to fast because they were these minor holidays. For example, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan Atamanyabe, from the first day of the month of Nisan until the eighth in the day of Nisan, it took him to Mida. It's when they established the halachas of the Karban Tumah according to his appropriate halachas, as we're going to explain later on. So since it was in those days that it was ascertained and the victory was done, so deloy lemisbe, so those days are forbidden to go ahead and even eulogize. From the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov Pesach, it was established the halach of Chagad Shibuaya, of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, where it was in those days that the sages vanquished the Baisusim. So therefore, Delila Misbit is the Girsa that we have, but actually according to the Girsa of Rashi is Delila Sano, only not to fast, but actually to eulogize is permitted, because like Rashi explains, it wasn't as great a joy by the victory of Shavuos like the one of the Karban Tumah. Because by the Shavuos one, the Beis Susim didn't really have any valid proof to their argument. But by the Tumah, they seemingly had a good point and a good proof, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain both of them, and therefore when we won there, it's a greater joy that even not only can you not fast, you can't even eulogize. So that explains the Gemara. Mirish Yarcha the Nisan Batamani Bay, from the first day of the of Rish Chodesh Nisan until the eighth day, like we said, he took him to Mida, it was an established the law of the carbon tum and the daily sacrifice. The Leila Misbah that we said you can't even eulogize, is Shayu Tzedukim Aimim, because the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, they're both the same sect, same group that did not, different groups, but the same idea that they did not follow the oral law. They said, Yachad Misnadav Amevi Tamid, an individual could donate and he could bring the daily sacrifice. My darish, what did they expound? Pasuk says in Midbar, it says, as a keves ha'echad tasav a baker, the lamb, the one lamb you should do in the singular in the morning, there's a keves ha'chein a tasav a'mayim, and the lamb you should do in the evening, sounds like in a singular, that even the individual could bring the karmen tamid. And that says the Gemara, maya hadru, but what did the sages respond when they won and conquered them and showed that no, the karmen tamid has to be brought from the lishkas ha'tzibur, is because the pasuk says, "Is korbani lach mili'isha." Hashem says that my sacrifice, my bread to my fires, tishmeru in the plural, that you should safeguard, which teaches us shiyukulan that all these karbanos that were tumah there in the pasuk of the karban tamid, boim mitrumas alishka has to come from the trumas, the separations of the coins that were given by all of the Jewish people. A yachid cannot get donated; it has to be from the tzibur. So therefore, that was a great yomtiv, and therefore one doesn't even eulogize on those first 8 days of the month. Now, mitzman yibei v'atzayif me'adah, from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach, itaysev chagah de shvu'ayah was established the Yom Tov of Shavuos, deloy lemisbar, and therefore, again, either not allowed to eulogize or just at least not fast, because shayye beisusim amrim, the beisusim, similar like the tzedukim, they said, atzeres achar Shabbos, like we said in our Mishnah, they said that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is always on a Sunday, as after Shabbos, as related to the halacha of our Mishnah, which is that we count 49 days, 50 days from after the Omer, which after the 49 days, the 50th day is Shavuos. So it comes out, they would say that the Omer was on Sunday, and therefore Shavuos is on the Sunday, 50 days later. Now, Nitfu lehem Rabbi Yechim and Zaka v'amalham. But Rabbi Yechim and Zaka got involved with these Beisus when he said to them, Shaitim minayin lechem. Fools, where do you know this from? That it says in the Pasuk, Mimachar as a Shabbat, that it's after the day of Shabbos, that it means literally on the Sunday. But lahoya adam echad shay meshiva. There was no one that was willing to respond to Rabbi Yechim and Zaka. Chutz mizaken echad, except for one elderly man who was a Beisusi. Shay mefatfit kinek devamar, who responded vociferously with disdain to Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu oyv Yisrael hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a lover of the Jewish people. The Yedash had Tzeresi Yemecheru. He knew that the Yom Tov of Shavuos was only one day, in contrast to Pesach and Sukkot, 7-8 days. So Amid V'tikna Achar Shabbos. See, when you instituted that, this should be, Shavuos should come out on a Sunday. Kadesh Yisrael, Mesangin, Shnei Yom, so the Jewish people could have delight 2 days in a row. Saturday, Sunday, Shabbos, Sunday. That's why it's Mimachar Shabbos. That's why it means literally on a Sunday. So Karl of Mikra says, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka recited this pasuk in Devar. It says in the pasuk, Achad Arsa Yoyim Mechayriv Derech Har Seir. It was an 11-day journey from Chayriv, which was by Har Sinai, going all the way to Mount Seir, which was that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have taken the Jewish people the path of Har Seir, they would have gotten to right near Eretz Yisrael in 11 days to Kadesh, which is right near the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So as we continue to Medbei, so Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, v'im Moshe Rabbeinu oyv Yisrael hayu. So if it's like you're saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was a lover of the Jewish people, and that's why he did things that make it easy for them, so lama icharin b'midbar b'ram shana. So why did he delay them 40 years in the desert when he could have gotten them to Eretz Yisrael in 11 days? Now, as Rashi points out, he was just pushing him away with just, you know, some backhanded statement, because he was saying foolishness, so he's answering with foolishness. No, so Amalei, so the Baisusi took it seriously. He says, Rebbe, b'kacha t'patreinu, my master, with this you're going to let me go and that's going to be your response? So Amalei, Rebbe Mezaki said to him, Shaita, fool, v'loi tehei Torah shalei mishalonu, let not our complete Torah be just easily pushed away with some straw, some lightweight claim that you're making, kesicha b'teilu shalachem, like your chatter, idle chatter that you have, where what we say has proof. What you say stands on nothing, has no proof. And Rebbe Mezaki explains. Says one pasuk says in the Yikra, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. From the Omer, you count 50 days until Shavuos, which sounds like that you count only days, not weeks. Now, on the other hand, because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimus Tiena. 7 complete weeks it should be, that's weeks. Now, weeks are generally only that starts on the Sunday and ends on the Sunday. But you go from Sunday all the way through Shabbos to the next Sunday. So, Haketza, how so? Do we count a full week, or is it counting days? So explains Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that that's where our opinion is based on. Kan, when is it weeks? That's B'yamtiv, that's when the first day of Pesach, Shechali is B'Shabbos, first day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so it comes out that, yeah, Mimacharasai, the next day, is after Shabbos, which is the day the Omer is brought, so that's the day that you start counting, like we say, you always start counting when the Omer is brought. So, it comes out that from then until the end of the calculation, that it's going to be Sheva Shabbos, Tamimus Tiyana, 7 complete weeks, and then the next day is going to be Shavuos. It's going to be complete weeks, because it's actually going to start on the Sunday and end on the Sunday. But Kan, the other Pasuk is B'yamtiv, when the Yamtiv of Pesach, Shechali is B'em to Shabbos, comes out in the middle of the week. When you start counting, Mimachras HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after the first day of Yamtiv, which that's going to be only 50 days and not 7 complete weeks, because it's not going to be complete weeks. You're not starting on the Sunday, because rather you start counting in the middle of the week. And therefore, that's a proof that you start counting the Omer is brought the day after the first day of Yom Tov, and that's what it means, Mimachros HaShabbos, means Yom Tov, and it doesn't mean the day after Shabbos. And that's why it's only 50 days in that situation and not 7 complete weeks. Now the Gemara brings other proofs. Within the Manakah Shal Rabbi Yezah, say for that of Rabbi Yezah counts, Rabbi Shua Moina, that Rabbi Shua enumerates, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amar, Rabbi Shmuel gathers, Rabbi Yehuda Lamat, Rabbi Yehuda is on the bottom. Simon is mnemonic for all these other proofs that other Tanoim bring to disprove the Baisusim. Rabbi Yezah says, in the Tzarek, he says, you don't need this proof of Rabbi Yechanan. He says, because Harei Yoimer, the Pasuk itself indicates, as it says in the Devarim, it says that the 7 weeks Tisbo Lachi should count for you. Now, when it says it in the singular, for you, you should count, sounds like that the counting is contingent on you. Who's you? Who's a singular unit? Is the Bezdin, is the Sanhedrin. In contrast to the entirety of the Jewish people, which is plural. So it says, Rabbi Yezer, Sfira Tluyim Bezdin. Sounds like that Sfira Salimer, the counting of the days, is contingent on the courts. Why? Shehem Yoedim Lechadish, because they know to renew and make the new month, because it's the court that establishes the Yom Tovim. You have to ask him, when is the first day of Pesach? What do you mean, why do you have to ask? Because it's contingent on Kiddush HaChodesh, when they made the new month. So you have to know when to count the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the first day of the Omer. Which is, like the Pasuk says, Mimachar HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. What does it mean? It means Mimachar HaYamtiv, the day after Yamtiv. Yatzah Shabbos Bereishis, and that's how we know to exclude from the interpretation by Susan that it means the Shabbos literally, which is what we call Shabbos Bereishis, that of the seventh day of creation. Shesfirasa, because the counting of that Shabbos is contingent b'chal adam, and every single person, you don't have to ask Bezdin, when is it Sunday? When the day after Shabbos? You know from the first 7 days of creation. Rather, you would just wait for the Shabbos that's in the middle of the Yom Tov, and you would start the day after that Shabbos. Obviously, says Rabbi Eliezer, because no, the reason why Tisbalach, you're contingent on the court, is because you have to know when's Mimachas HaShabbos. Mach HaShabbos, well, everyone knows when's the day after Shabbos. No, Shabbos means Yom Tov, and you have to ask the court when's that Yom Tov, because it's the court that establishes the new month, to know when's the day after to start counting the Yomer. Pshuaymer, he says a different proof. He says, Amr Tayyar, the Torah says, in a different context, Manei Yomim v'Kiddush Chodesh, count days and sanctify the month. Like the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, you count up until a month of days, which is you count 29 days, and the 30th day is the new month, and you sanctify it with Karbanas. So too, a similar context, Menei Yamim V'Kadosh HaTzeis, as we brought a previous Pasuk, we also say, count 50 days, and then you sanctify the Yom Tov of Shavuos with Karbanas. So we learn out a parallel, Ma Chodesh Samech L'Biyasai, just like the new month, near the new month, when you calculate it, Nikkur, it's recognizable from when you're going to start the new month, meaning on the day 29, you already recognize the Meilid of the Levana. You recognize the new formation of the new moon. So it's recognizable right before that it's going to be that Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. Afatzeres Samach L'Biyasas, so to the parallel Shavuos, also near its coming, which is the counting of the 50 days when you start that off. It's also Nikaris, it's also recognizable a permanent day when you start that count of the 50 days, which is Mimacharas of what? Mimacharas of Shabbos means the day after the first day of Yom Tov. Because V'im Taimat Sarah's loyal Machar Shabbos, if you say like the Baisusim, that Shavuos always comes after Shabbos, meaning that if we delay until after Shabbos, say Hechtei Nikaris Mishalif, and now then how exactly would it be recognizable before you start? There's no permanent day. Because sometimes you'll start counting the 50 days on the 16th of Nisan, sometimes on the 17th, and sometimes even on the 18th, depending on when Shabbos comes out that year related to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So obviously it's because, no, it's always exactly the same. You could recognize, you know, before even starting when it is, because we always know it's going to be the 6th of Nisan, just like you know before the new month that it's going to be because of the Lameda Levana. Another interpretation, Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, he says a proof. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Havi Amr BePesach. It says, bring the new barley offering on Pesach, v'shtei alechem matzes, and bring the new wheat offering on Shavuos. So we see there's a parallel over there. Ma'alahal, and just to go over there by the shtei alechem and Shavuos, its regal, it itself is a yomtiv of Shavuos, and it's also betchilas a regal, it's the beginning of the yomtiv, because it's day one, which is the primary Shavuos is on that day one, although that one could have milum for the next 7 days. So therefore, we make a parallel. Afkan, also over here on the day when you bring the carbon to Omer, is also regal on the Yom Tov of Pesach, the second day specifically. Vetchilas regal also has to be towards the beginning of the Yom Tov. But if you would do like the Beis Susim and you would wait until after literally Shabbos, so sometimes you would actually become at the end of the Yom Tov. For example, let's say Pesach comes out on a Monday, you would have to wait till after Shabbos to start counting. That wouldn't be Tchilas regal, and therefore you obviously see not like the Beis Susim. Another proof from Yehudim and Beseira, I mean, says, Nemer Shabbos Lamala. It says Shabbos earlier in the parash over there by the Omer, which comes earlier, Pesach before Shavuos. But Nemer Shabbos Lamata, it says Shabbos later on by the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ad Memachas HaShabbos HaShavuos, until after the seventh Shabbos, which is the seventh week, then Mekraft Mincha Chadosh, you'll bring the new barley offering of the week, which is the Shtei HaLechem. And like we said, it says Shabbos earlier by the Omer, it says Esfarad Lamecha Memachas HaShabbos. So though by the Shtei Lechem, Shabbos really means weeks, and by the Omer, it means Shabbos itself, which actually doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yom Tov, but it used the same word. So there we make the parallel. Malahal, and just to go over there, the later word Shabbos that it says by the Shtei Lechem, it means regal, that it's on the Yom Tov, v'tchilis regal samachla, moreover, the beginning of Yom Tov is near that Shabbos. Now, what that means to say, as we're saying in that context, Shavuos is near that Shabbos, because it starts right after that Shabbos HaShavuos, that seventh week, which we said after that last week, which we're calling Shabbos, is when the Yom Tov Shavuos starts right after that seventh week, after the 49 days, day 50 is Shavuos. So Afkan, so too over here, earlier where it says by the Omer, that says the word Shabbos, is also going to be on the regal, has to be on the Yom Tov itself on the second day of Pesach, v'tchilas regal samachla, and the beginning of the Yom Tov has to be near that, meaning near that, what's called Shabbos, which is the first day of Pesach, which is actually right near the Omer, because the Omer is on the second day of Pesach, which is right near that Shabbos, which refers to the first day of Yom Tov, not Shabbos, Mamish, not like the Besus. Continuing on this halacha, is Tarabon, learn the Brayis, the Pasuk says, Meyikro, Usfartem Lochem. You should count for yourself, which told us the Parsha of Sefirah. So Omer counting up 49 days till the 50th day of Shavuos. What does it mean, Lochem? In the plural, Shatei Sefirah L'kol Echad V'Echad, that this counting of Sefirah Omer should be for every single Jew. Everyone has to count Sefirah Omer. Not just the best. Now, Mimachras HaShabbos, when it says you should count from the day after Shabbos, says the Brayis, it means Mimachras Yom Tov, means the day after the first day of Yom Tov, which Yom Tov is called Shabbos, like it says in the Pasuk, B'yim HaRishon Shabbosin. The first day of Yom Tov is a day of rest, but use the terminology Shabbosin. So when it says Mimachras HaShabbos, it really means the day after the first day of Yom Tov. And that says the Brayis, O'yene Elo L'machras Shabbos Bereshit. No, maybe it means literally Shabbos, as it usually is called. It means the day after the day of Shabbos, as it follows the seven-day cycle from the day of creation. On that, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda Omer says no, because Arei Omer, the Pasuk says, over there, that you should count for yourself, Tisper Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. What that tells us is, Kol Svira Sha'ata Sefer, whatever counting you're going to count, it should always be the same. Meaning, La Yu El Chamishim Yom, it should always only be 50 days. Just like if Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, which according to everyone, even the Beis Susim, you would count from the day after, which would be the second day of Pesach, 50 days. So to whenever you're counting, it always should be 50 days. Now, but if you would say like Beis Susim, that we always start counting after the day of Shabbos, just like on the previous year when it fell out on Shabbos, that the next day, meaning if the first day of Pesach fell on Shabbos, everyone agreed we'd start the next day. Here also, it would really mean Shabbos, so it wouldn't be based on the first day of Pesach. Whenever in Pesach you would start on that, after that first Shabbos, on that Sunday when you start counting, then it won't always be 50 days. Sometimes the count's going to come out to be 51 days. For example, let's say Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. You're not going to count the day after the first day of Pesach. You're going to count on the third day of Pesach, which is going to be on a Sunday. So it's going to come out to be 51 days. Sometimes it's going to be 52 days. For example, let's say the first day of Pesach falls out on a Thursday. Chamisha Meshlesha, something 53, for example, let's say, falls out on a Wednesday. Chamisha Me'arba, something 54, falls out on a Tuesday. Chamisha Mechamisha, something that's going to be 55 days, if let's say, falls out on a Monday. Chamisha Meshisha, and if it falls out on a Sunday, then you have to wait till the next Sunday, until Shavuos, it's actually going to come out to be 56 days. And therefore, that's why it's obviously, we don't go with Shabbos Bereishis, because it always has to be 50 days, and therefore it means the day after Yom Tov. B'yud B'Maseirim, he says, no, in the Tzarach, he says, you don't need everyone else's proofs. Rather, because as we continue to Mosemach Vav Manal, he says, Harei Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk, as we brought this before this interpretation, Tisbalach, that you should count for you, the singular, Sfirat Lui Bebezin, the Sfirat Lui is contingent on the courts. How so? Yatzah Shabbos Bereishis, Shesviras B'Galadim, that obviously excludes, if we were counting the day after literally Shabbos, which then we wouldn't have to be contingent on Bezin to know when to count. We know, whenever Shabbos is, obviously it doesn't mean Shabbos, it means the first day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yisim, he says, no, it says Mimachar Sa Shabbos. That means Mimachar Sa Yom Tov. Now, Atoim Mimachar Sa Yom Tov, do you really say it's the day after Yom Tov? Ayenel Mimachar Shabbos Bereishis? No, maybe it means like the Besusim, the day after Shabbos. On that Amr, you're going to say, no. Vechinoim Mimachar Sa Shabbos Shabbatecha Pesach. Who's to say that it means the day after Shabbos that falls out in Pesach, that you should know that when Pesach starts, oh, that's when you're going to start counting. V'haloi loy nemer ele memachas haShabbos. Doesn't say anything about Pesach. It says the day after Shabbos. So therefore, if you're saying literally means Shabbos and not Yom Tov, so the chalashana kulam alei Shabbos. The whole year is filled with Shabbos. Say, above the case of Shabbos, go ahead and inspect which Shabbos. And you wouldn't know which Shabbos to start counting, to count 49 days. Obviously, what does Shabbos mean in that context? It means the Yom Tov of Pesach. The day after the first day is when you start counting. Vayit another proof, says Rabbi Yisi. Nemer Shabbos lamatav, nemer Shabbos lamal, like we brought this before. Malahal, just like over there, later on by the Shtei Alechem, when it says Shabbos, it means regel b'tchilas regel. It has to be on the Yom Tov and the beginning of the Yom Tov. Avkan, regel b'tchilas regel, also here by the Kamenoim, has to be on Yom Tov and the beginning of the Yom Tov. And that's how we know that it's not like the Beisusim, that it might not be in the beginning of the Yom Tov, if it means literally after the day of Shabbos and not after the first day of Pesach.